Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah coming at you guys. Welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy you're watching. If you're watching this or listening to it, so happy you guys are here. Welcome to all of my current subscribers and welcome to all of my new ones as well. Okay, so man, boy, do we have a lot of stuff going on. I know, like I said, inflation is going crazy at the holidays. People are struggling with finances. I'm going to start out with this. It's a really hard time, guys. And I get that. Like I said, I am actually probably going to have to start working at Dollar General or Subway in our town, actually, because I won't be able to get an exemption for the test for my final semester or for the COVID test at UK. So I think I'm just going to be have to do, you know, kind of what works. And that's kind of what we're all doing right now. Just before I jump into some of the news I wanted to share with you guys, it's okay. I understand a lot of you guys are struggling with finances. We're personally struggling with finances. I mean, I know things like the revaluation, I believe that's happening. I believe it's going to happen soon, but some of this stuff really might drag out until like 2023, 2024. And I know that's so hard to hear because I'm like, I want it to happen now. But I mean, they're still saving the kids. There's still so many kids that they're saving. So it's like, you know what, in the time that we all might have to suffer, you know, together as Americans while President Trump and them are doing the stuff behind the scenes. Because of course you have to think they're having to deal with like threats to us, like the Black Hats threatening to blow us up, like blow 100 million people up and stuff. So that's some pretty serious, that's some pretty serious things that they're going to deal with. So it may be a little bit, I'm hoping it's soon. And it sounds like a lot of it's going to be sooner, but if we have to wait even a year or two or even three and stuff while the White House were doing their thing, it's okay. You know, I understand. I personally understand all of y'all, your financial crises that you're going through. Like I said, I'm going to have to start going to work at probably Dollar General. So we're all going to have to do kind of what we had to do to get through this. And it is going to be a suffering and we're going to have to forego and maybe give up some of the niceties. But guys, and look at me, like I said, I know it's serious. And trust me, I don't want to do that. I would like to finish my degree and all that. But guys, the things on the other side of this, when it happens, and guys, this stuff is happening left and right. This stuff is happening. Even if it takes a year or two to really hit mainstream and to kind of culminate in like the QFS and stuff, this stuff is happening. It's coming like a freight train, even though it may be slow. It may be a slow freight train, but nothing is stopping it. And it is going to happen. And the White Hats have our best interests at heart. The kids are getting saved. The kids are getting rescued. And guys, we're going to see death. We will. Maybe a dark winter. But guys, the light is going to be so amazing on the other side of this. I know we're in that storm now, or they were in the clouds or the darkness. And guys, I know it seems discouraging and hopeless at times. I get that. I do. Guys, we're all going to suffer through this together, varying degrees, but we're going to suffer together. And guys, we're going to be able to enjoy the benefits and the prosperity and the beauty on the other side of this. When this stuff does happen, we are going to be able to enjoy things that we've never seen. It is going to be amazing. And I realize usually I talk about this like at the end of the episode. I just wanted to start with it because you guys, this stuff is happening. We just got to be encouraging to one another and just lift each other up. And I know it's going to be hard, particularly monetarily with like inflation and gas and all that. Some of you are like, where is our money going to come from? How are you going to get food on the table? Guys, we're dealing with some of that now. Thankfully, not that bad yet. But I mean, guys, my mom's job, she might very well be losing it here soon because of the mandates and stuff. So guys, we're all going to have to suffer through this together. However long that is, whether it's a month, a year, but just keep the faith because this stuff is happening. It really is, guys. This stuff is happening. The Black Hats have already lost, but they're just going to try to take down as many Americans as they can. And the White Hats are going to do their best to keep that at a minimal. And I think that's why we haven't seen a lot of the things that we have, because the White Hats care about the people and they don't want to see it any more die than has to, because we're at war and stuff. So just stay encouraged. This stuff is happening. Okay. With that, all that said, okay, I'll go in and screen share. Just, I hope you guys really do stay encouraged, because like I said, I know that this stuff can be very discouraging. Let me move that down. I know this stuff really can be discouraging at times. I mean, just everything. But guys, there is so much stuff on the seas. I mean, that's why I'll be honest, guys. This stuff is freaking happening. I'm like so excited. Even if it takes a little bit for us to see everything, even like a year or two, or even if it is 2024. I mean, if that's how long it takes, I mean, honestly, I don't think it's going to take that long, but I don't know, guys. Like I said, the White Hats know what they're doing and stuff, and I trust them. But I mean, Americans are standing up. Look at this. Texas build. They're building their own wall. Texas is freaking building their own wall and stuff. And they're like, screw the federal government. We're going to do it ourselves. And that's like major. That's so huge. That really is. I mean, they're taking back, they're taking it back down to the state level and then to the local level. And it's a small step, but it's starting to happen, guys. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's starting to happen. And you can see this, like I said, they're using empty shipping containers, which I find ironic because they're using empty shipping containers. And I wonder if they're the ones that they've saved, you know, I wonder if they were the ones that some of the Black Hats, you know, trafficked children out of, some of the ones that the White Hats are now. So we'll see. I don't know where they got the shipping containers from, but we'll see. But I mean, that's huge. Texas is like, you know, we're going to build our own wall, and this is, we're going to protect a people in our state. Because we have to remember, this isn't like the country of America in a sense, like it's the United States of America. It's all states banding together under one common country, but it's still each of those individual states has their sovereignty in that sense. They're just still sovereign, but under one nation, like under God, but still each state. So Texas and them, they're like, we're going to protect our people. So that's happening. So Texas is building its own wall. They're like, we're going to do this. And that's awesome. Okay. Onto the economic stuff, guys. I mean, the Evergrande, okay, they are like flipping out. Oh, I can't. Okay. Well, anyways, S&P joins major credit raters in declaring China Evergrande in default. That is huge. That was about 5 days ago. So that would have been like December. I'm trying to look at my calendar, like 16th. Yeah. Okay. And I mean, that is huge. Okay. That S&P is joining the other credit raters. I mean, the Evergrande is slowly like coming out to the main front, and still a lot of ones aren't talking about it, but the effects of the Evergrande default are starting to be felt. And if you look over here, like I said, Turkey, I mean, their stock market is crashing. Okay. It's going downhill fast. I mean, they've had to, I mean, halt it multiple times, like on the floor because of the bad stuff. Countries around, actually, I forget the name, but one of the other countries around Turkey, or who was really closely connected with those economic, had to also halt its trading because of the uncertainty of like the Turkey and stuff, the stocks like kind of crashing and stuff. Guys, oh my gosh. So like I said, so this goes along with the revaluation. And like I said, all of my revaluation, I had to do this for disclaimer. Just, I'm not telling anybody what to get, how to get, when to get it, instead of anything. I would just tell you guys what I would do in my personal opinion, like with finances, but this isn't financial advice. So just that disclaimer. Any of you people, legal people, know you have to say that so that way somebody can't come out and see you and say, you told me to get this. And I'm like, hey, I'm just telling you what I myself would do. I'm just telling you like my myself would do. But Dinar Recaps is a great place to go get emails. I myself get their emails every single day. Oh, excuse me. I have something in my, I think I have hairs out in my nose. It's a Katie hair, I think. any of you with animals, like with short hair, know that like it always just gets up into your eyes or like your nose or just somewhere. And then it just like bugs you. But Dinar Recaps, they send out emails you about 2 to 3 times a day and stuff. And they usually have Mark Z on there, Wolverine, The guy on there, sometimes, well, Mark Z was just with Rod Steele yesterday talking, and that was actually really good. Like I said, there's not necessarily anything new, right now that they're hearing, but I mean, it is hearing positive stuff in the sense that the redemption centers, what they're hearing is like they're fully staffed and stuff. They probably will get to go home for Christmas, but they'll maybe expected to be back the next day and stuff. So it's a lot of people are kind of just waiting on the word. And so, and like I said, this reevaluation, it still could take a little bit for it to happen, but, I mean, in many different places, you can still get Dong, Dinar, still usually really good rates, and stuff. So it's just, if that's something that you want to do, that's an option. It's not too late. If you've heard about the currencies for Mark Z, I would encourage you to go to theoriginalmarkz.com and, or maybe it's originalmarkz.com. I think it's the original. Actually, hold on, let me just see if it's the original, theoriginalmarkz.com. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. It's theoriginalmarkz.com. And you'll be able to go over there and find his show like on YouTube and go over there and find the show on YouTube and stuff. And like I said, he is a really good person to listen to, at least in my opinion. Like I said, we listen to him all the time and stuff. So that's happening. I mean, like I said, Evergrande, the effects of it are starting to happen. And that probably more likely will be the domino that kind of topples over and then starts like the revaluation of like all the different currencies, at least the major ones right now, or at least the first wave, the first tier of them, and stuff. So, but like I said, the Evergrande, it is serious. And I mean, it's starting to be felt by a lot of the different, it's starting to be felt and it's starting to ripple out and stuff to the economies and stuff. So we'll see how long it takes. It's already starting to, if you've been watching the stock market in America, you can always already kind of start to see that. I mean, it's been down a lot, but then suddenly it went way up today. And it's kind of like, okay, it's the inflation and everything, but still it's going up. And I'm just telling you guys, it is just a matter of time. It is not when, it is not if, it is, it's almost like it's not if the revaluation happens, but like when, it's just when, whether it's sooner or later, it's like, it's coming like a freight train, just like everything else, just like Trump, the good guys doing their thing. It's coming like a freight train and maybe going slow, but it's like one of those big, long freight trains that has like a bunch of stuff on it. It's like, you will not stop one of those things. Like you will not stop it. Okay. And last thing I wanted to tell you guys, this is kind of some breaking news from yesterday. Okay. So like I said, Monkey Z, Ron Watkins, was saying that, okay, Joe Altman, Joe Von Pulitzer, and a few others can have what is suspected to be anthrax poisoning. Okay, this is serious. Because you can't just, anthrax is like federally monitored, and you've got to have some high up, this is what Mark Z said too, he's like, you got to have some high up government people involved with this, because since it's Joe Altman, Joe Von Pulitzer, you know that it was targeted, I'll guarantee it, and whoever the other people were, and that's a serious thing. Like I said, I know, like I said, particularly at these Clay's events, I know people, particularly the speakers and the media people who always get sick afterwards, and they kind of rotate, but a lot of that was with COVID. I don't know where they got this anthrax from, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was something related to Clay's event. Maybe something that they got there that they didn't open, like if they opened up a cart or something later after they got home or something. But either way, the bad guys are infiltrating these Patriot events. And I'm not telling you guys not to go, obviously, like I said, I've still gone to them. I know where I'm going to go. The Lord takes me home. I'm like, I know where I'm going. Takes me home tomorrow. But the bad guys have infiltrated these events, and I wouldn't surprise me if some of the speakers or like one or multiple of the speakers that we think are good ones might even be bad ones, or some of the staff people. I'm not really for sure, but I do know people from all of these events who have gotten sick afterwards, and it's not just a communal thing. It's like COVID. And I'm like, so somebody has been releasing some type of biological weapons at these events, probably particularly in the media room. And this just kind of proves it with anthrax. If they're doing anthrax, that's a step up from COVID, because anthrax is really serious. I mean, it's a bioweapon, like I said, on the Google, and hopefully the FBI won't come to my door. It's like, why are you Googling anthrax? But so that's a serious thing, guys. Like I said, this stuff is happening. like I said, but this is something that the good guys, the President Trump, the White Hats, the Q team, whatever you want to call them, the good guys, they're having to deal with this. Because if we know that the bad guys have, like, I mean, strategic weapons of mass destruction, particularly bombs, like, which could blow up tens of millions of people still across the U.S. I'd say that's probably why Monkey Works is reporting all of those searchers, those sniffers, I think they call them, or whatever, in the U.S. more than normal. That's probably the White Hats looking for those biological weapons. And like I said, chemical or biological weapon, like here, anthrax is a biological weapon. And it wouldn't surprise me if they have, like, I mean, bombs or something attached to, like, water supplies, water systems that have anthrax in them that would, like, release, like, at the touch of a button. All you had to do is click it and stuff. So we have to realize that while the White Hats are doing this stuff, and like I said, we know this stuff is coming. It is happening. A lot of it, like Charlie Ward said, has happened like 18 months ago. We're just seeing it now. But still, as the Black Hats get closer and closer to going down, we're going to get more and more dangerous. And when you're on war, and like I said, this is what we're in right now, the White Hats are having to deal with this, is that sometimes you have to push back your timeline because the bad guy says, hey, if you go out and do this, or if you, like, shut down the grid, or if you do go ahead and do the QFS or the reval or something, like, we're going to blow up like 100 million people. And that is something that the White Hats, I do not think they would do at that point. Because, I mean, of course, in war, you're going to have collateral damage, sadly, because it's innocent lives. But that would be way too much. And so the White Hats would be like, okay, hold on, we got to hold the phone on this. We got to push back the deadline. Are we going to change it or do something? So that's, I think, what we're seeing a lot of now. I don't think it's moving the goalpost. It's changing the playing field. It's not moving the goalpost. It's just the playing field gets changed. And so, because I still think the goalpost is the same, you know, because it's still the end goal, what we're going to. We're going to get there. It's just you got to kind of switch up your plays to get there. You kind of got to switch up your place to get there. And you sometimes got to give the other team the ball maybe, and then let them take it a little bit back just that way, like a people wouldn't die and stuff. So I think that's a lot of what we're seeing right now. I mean, like I said, anthrax poisoning, that's a big deal. That is a seriously major deal. I mean, we've seen it on like MK Ultra TV. I mean, with the TV and then MK Ultra on there. I mean, we've seen that in TV shows and stuff with like bioterrorists and stuff who use that. So Joe Altman and them having anthrax poisoning is very, like I said, I don't know where they got it from. I do have some contacts. I want to ask around and see if I can find out. Cause I would be interested to know if they have any leads on like where it came from. And I'll definitely let you guys know, like, if I find out. But guys, we're in a serious time here. And that's why at the beginning, I was just saying, just really stay encouraged. Because, I mean, this is a serious time, but we need to stay encouraged. Keep, like, laugh. Like, watch Mandy Griffith or whatever you guys find funny. Even if it's the MKUltra stuff, it still makes you laugh. It's okay to go and laugh if you just make sure you don't get sucked back into the Matrix. I mean, it's okay to keep your spirits high. Keep your vibrations, your energy, your spirit high. Like the Bible says, whatsoever things are good, lovely, pure, think on these things. Okay. So that's cognitive behavior therapy right there. But in all seriousness, know that we are still in a serious time. So just definitely be careful. Just guys, we are going to win this, but we are up against a very evil, strong enemy. They have already really been defeated. They know they're going down, but it's, we take more of them down, they are going to become more dangerous. And the White Hats, they've got this. Like I said, they got their intel. They've got their people who know what's going on and stuff. They're doing all their great stuff, like waking the American people up on this COVID stuff, this lunacy, saving the children and flooding the dumps and stuff. So they're still doing that, helping the children get in the med beds and all that. So all that stuff is going on. It's so great. It really is, guys. But they're also having to deal with the other side of like the Black Hats who are still around, who are, of course, dangerous to us Americans and even people of the world who are saying like, hey, if you do this, we're going to do some. The White Hats just are having to just kind of change up the plays and stuff. It's really what it is. So, but I know it gets discouraging at times, but like I said, I am never the more every single day. I get more and more encouraged that this is happening. Okay. I mean, like I said, I've been watching like in the evening, sometimes like the news, just having all I'm doing stuff. Okay. Tucker Carlson actually used the phrase PSYOP tonight. I'm not even kidding. He actually used the phrase PSYOP. And on Greg Gutfeld, they were talking about like ivermectin and stuff. And last year, like they would have gotten canceled. And I'm like, something else is going on here, guys. And I'm telling you, this stuff is happening. And I'm probably the White Hats are in more control of what we think and stuff. So just remember, just stay encouraged, love one another. Just like I said, if you need, I know this is hard. I know it's hard. And we might have to suffer some. Like I said, I would like the revaluation to happen now, because I would take my revaluation money and I would go start my own businesses. Humanitarian projects and all that. And I would like that to happen. And I know that is going to happen. I will guarantee it. That is going to happen at some point in the future. It's just not now. And if we have to wait a little bit for it, that's okay and stuff. But you know, if we have to suffer some, and I know we are, as Americans, we're all going to be suffering together, even though different levels, but we're all going to be suffering together, but we're all going to have the benefits of this stuff when it comes. And guys, the sunlight, it's very dark now, but the sunlight, when this stuff happens, will just be out of this world. I mean, it is just going to be absolutely amazing. And nothing like we ever thought was possible. And I'm so excited for that. We're all going to suffer together, but it's going to be amazing. And we'll all get to, so we may have to suffer together, but we'll all be able to reap the benefits together, which is awesome. And we'll have earned it. We'll be like, you know what? We suffered, but then we'll be able to come together and celebrate because we've already won, but the world is going to know that we've won. The world will know that we've won whenever this stuff comes out, whether it's sooner, rather than a few years, a couple years, a year, the world will know that the good guys, they won this. We won this. We won this fight, not just the battle. We won the war. This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off. Stay encouraged. Love one another. Love yourself. And just spread the love and the light. If you're a Christian of Jesus Christ to everybody, and just if you're not, just of this whole Patriot movement, spread that to everybody you know, because it's going to be infectious. See you guys later.
Hello, fellow Patriots, and thank you all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Hero Soap Company. Handmade in the USA, these high-quality soaps smell absolutely amazing and get the job done. My personal favorite is the lavender scent, and there are multiple scents to choose from, depending on your own mood and preference. A portion of all sales also are donated to charities focused on helping veterans and first responders. From bar soap to body wash, shower accessories, and more, there are multiple options to choose from, and you will be supporting some amazing Patriots at the same time. Go to herosoapcompany.com and use promo code Hannah to get 10% off your order. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out there in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.